My name is Elizabeth Leonard, and I go to A.C. Reynolds High School.
My name is Jessica Villatoro, and I'm a senior at A.C. Reynolds High School.
We are not trying to take away guns because the Second Amendment is an important part of our Constitution. However, when that Constitution was made, assault rifles and high-velocity weapons like these were also not created. So the Founding Fathers had no way of taking that into account. So if we limited access to high-velocity weapons like that, we could still own guns, but I feel like the murder rate, especially like via guns, would go way down.
Some people are like, oh, they're just trying to take away our guns, or they're the congressman's puppets. They're saying they're, you know, assuming all these things that clearly aren't true, because we've gone to large extent to make our march nonpartisan by turning down Democrats, Republicans that have come and expressed interest in speaking at our march. And we've definitely turned them down and been like, you know, hey, we're trying to keep this as nonpartisan as we possibly can.
I was very terrified of it after the Sandy Hook shooting, and that was when I was 12. So it had always been on my mind, and I'm pretty sure I've done a lot of projects in civics and other social studies classes on how we should have gun control. Also, the Pulse shooting in 2015 really affected me, as did the Las Vegas shooting in 2017. So I have had strong opinions about this issue for a while. I think that we should have stricter background checks, limited access to guns, especially if you have a prior history of violent mental health issues. And I just think that generally we should monitor our control on guns, as well as who is buying like these dangerous assault rifles.
Gun violence has always been an issue, I feel. And you think back at it, being from the Hispanic community, I mean, gangs is really prevalent, not just in the Hispanic culture, but, you know, throughout. So that's always been one thing, you know, like you see people having guns that they shouldn't have guns. So I feel like gun violence has always existed. And I, you know, didn't think about it as much as I do now. But it's definitely always been sitting at the back of my mind that, you know, someone, anyone could have access to a gun to either harm themselves or to harm others.
I have always had very opinionated views on politics, and I have wanted to get involved for a while now. So this march is allowing me to express my opinion as well as all of the students around me, because it's by the students and for the students. So I would really like to go into political analysis or journalism whenever I grow up. But I think to a larger extent, this march is represented by the students and it is for the students. So it's important for young people to have their own views expressed, because our opinions matter too.
What this march means to me, I guess it would be like it's hope that people will set aside their anger, set aside their pride mostly, and, you know, come to realize that it could be their kids. I mean, it could be any one of us that is at the point of a school shooter, you know, in it's unprecedented how many shootings are occurring. I feel like it's a trend, it's an epidemic, and we need to fight this. So in being able to lead this march and being able to be a part of our board committee for March for Our Lives, it's hope for me. It's motivation, it's inspiration that we've come together, we've taken, you know, we are taking this as serious as we can. And it's just an opportunity for us to be like, hey, you know, please listen to our cries. No more kids have to die in order for us to agree that we need to have stronger regulations.
There are some teachers that I have had in the past who I would not want armed. And I think that it gives more opportunity for minor school shootings, because students do have that access to a gun in school now. No matter how safe you may make it, you're essentially introducing a deadly weapon onto school premises for anybody to potentially use.
You know, if the government is passing these laws to arm teachers, like, my question here is, like, did they ask these teachers ahead of time? Because I know some teachers are definitely not comfortable with that to begin with. It's just, I feel like, dangerous. I feel like it's just more dangerous. And there are things that we can do to prevent having to arm teachers.
I was very, very shy for most of my life, but this march has really forced me to express my opinions and to take a stand and to talk to people more and get to know people more. So I think I've just become more sociable and as well as assertive. And I've learned that I will protect my views and I will support them. So I will try and continue to do that because I think that's a really good, you know, trait to have.
I feel like for me, it was more educating myself. Like, I've always been educationally, like, driven. But when it came to, like, gun violence, like, you know, I was kind of like, you know, yeah, I don't want this to continue to happen. But then, we sit down and we look at statistics. You know, Black children are 3 times more likely than white children to be shot. And I feel like some people don't realize this. So in, you know, the whole process, we've educated ourselves. I just feel like we've become... I feel like, yeah, like stronger in our opinions. We've come more into ourselves. We're more confident, I feel. And I feel like we're definitely using our voice, which I feel like I really didn't use before. You know, I'd be like, yeah, you know, that's something that should change. But I feel like we're definitely being assertive. We're serious. You know, we mean business. And by that, we mean change.